Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to speak to somebody that's always got a gold pass to come on, and she can come on whenever she likes, Gretel Buetta.
So great to catch up.
Let's have a quick look at, obviously, Suncorp got underway last weekend, opening weekend, so wins for Swifts, Thunderbirds, Lightning and Firebirds. Do you think it's going to be possibly the best season yet?
I think it will be, and I think it's going to be the most unpredictable as well, which really excites me. I love when it's unpredictable and teams are beating teams. It has been quite predictable for the third and fourth place every year, but I think even the top two places, you never know. Depending on matchups, I think that the competition is so even, which is great. And I loved watching this weekend. I think it's so exciting. Netball started. There's always the game on every afternoon, and it didn't disappoint, that's for sure.
And the fact as well that people like Delta Goodrum, of all people, are now there opening the Mavs game as well. She's maybe lesser known over here, but that's a big deal for Australians, isn't it?
Oh, huge deal. She was the first concert I went to at 11. I absolutely loved her, so I was super jealous watching. She's amazing. So, yeah, that's huge. It's definitely growing and growing, which is exciting.
That's almost like if we got Kylie over here.
Yeah, exactly.
We saw the news today over here that a record 22,000-plus fans attended matches nationally in that opening round. Really incredible stats.
It is. It shows that netball is still the best sport in the world. That's for sure. It's growing here in Australia. It's growing in London. It's growing worldwide. That's for sure. Even with my work with Talent Locker, I see that in the Middle East, in Asia, it's growing, and even with Netball America as well. It's really exciting, and I love seeing that because it's such a good sport, it's such a good product, and it deserves to be watched and seen.
We know that England, Australia is always going to be packed, but just as a player, what's that like when you walk out in the arenas and you see the fans there, you see the colours?
Oh, the best feeling in the world. I think you never forget that feeling. It's always in you, and, yeah, it's the most amazing feeling, and you try and not make a big deal out of it. Well, I used to try and not make a big deal out of it because I used to get super nervous. So I was trying to play it down all the time. Every time I ran out there, I was like, oh, it's not a big deal, it's fine. But now, yeah, when you reflect, you're like, that was awesome, and you live for those moments for sure. The bigger the better.
Yeah. After round one then, we've got Swifts, Thunderbirds, Lightning and Firebirds at the top four, as good as places anywhere really to start. So how do you rate Swifts this season?
Oh, I think the Swifts are always strong. They recruit really well with Grace, and they've got a solid defensive end, and the midcourt with Paige in there, she's got so much netball knowledge, and she knows every team inside out as well. That's something that Paige does really well, is she analyzes other teams. Like the facts she would give me as a Diamonds player when we were playing about the English team and the New Zealand team, she's got the best netball brain. So they're going to be super strong. I think, I place them in the top two for sure this season.
And what about people like Helen Housby? Obviously, the interest from over here, but her game has really grown since joining them.
Oh, definitely. Helen's one of the greatest. And her and Grace together, like, I think that's the best shooting combo of all time. So obviously they're just going to grow and grow week after week, which is scary, but also exciting to watch. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
Verity's back as well. Dual sporting background, a bit like yourself, really. Beth Britton over here for Leeds Rhinos has got that background in dodgeball. And that's got a real advantage, hasn't it? Just having like the two sport brains, I suppose.
Definitely, definitely. And the way that she's going to feed Grace, but also see Helen as well. That's lethal.
Sophie Fawns as well. She's developed her game lots over the past couple of seasons. What do you feel about Sophie? She's universally liked over here.
Yeah, Sophie's great. I find Sophie's got nerves of steel. She showed that in her first season and has backed it up ever since. So to have a shooter like Sophie to call on if things aren't working is, look, Swift's a set. They're going to be great. Top two. I'll be disappointed if not.
Thunderbirds, do you reckon they can make it 3 out of 3?
I do, yes. With Shamira and...
There we go.
I do, for sure. They've got it in them. Georgie Horges, the little pocket rocket. Romelda, as you know. She's played in that many finals. And just that defensive end, like, they push me to my limits as a player playing against Shamira and Latenya. And, they're just so athletic, like even watching Wilson over the weekend, the ball she gets. And, it's just so great to watch and so hard to play against.
Tyler Rawls obviously joined London Pulse as well, and she's already having an impact.
Yeah, I can imagine. She's incredible. You've got a great netball mind. I had her for under-21s, and, she sees the game so well.
Lizzie Watson at Lightning got her 150th league game at the weekend. Same place where she started, really, at John Cain Arena. So you've both been teammates in the past. A word on her as a person.
Oh, she's the most magical person in the world. I could talk for days about Lizzie. We
Is that worth a separate podcast?
Yeah, for sure. We've been roomies for the two major tournaments I've played in, and there's only certain people that you can spend 3 weeks living in a hotel room with no windows, beds touching, not much space, and I could do it over and over with Liz. We just get along like a house on fire. She's got the best personality, and she can she's so professional when she puts on that netball dress, and then she's a ball of fun off the court, and she loves to I think she's still 21. She loves to hang out with all the young Lightning girls because she I was just speaking
secrets.
To her before. Actually.
There's a lot of secrets coming out here.
Yeah, I was just speaking to her before, actually, because I sent her flowers, but I didn't realise they were playing in Melbourne. I thought they were having a home first game, so I sent them to her home. So hopefully they're still fresh. But sent her flowers for 150th. But it was so special that she got to play in Melbourne, because I know her nonna's down there and her mum and all her family, and all of her fiancé Hamish's family. So it's super special. And 150 games. She's insane. So much respect for that girl.
Off the top of my head, how many did you achieve league games? There you go.
I think that was over 100. I remember playing my 100th.
Must have been.
Yeah, just a little over 100, yeah.
People like you and Laura, you really set standards, didn't you, as players with your teammates as well? So somebody like Liz, she would echo in that.
Yeah, no, she's the best. She's super supportive, and she just works so hard. Like, she just goes and goes and goes. I don't know how she does it, but and she's so reliable on the court. I remember being on the court with her and her lip was quivering. She was that exhausted. Like, she's done that much repeat effort. We had 4 minutes to go of the grand final, and she just kept going, and it's like, she's a workhorse, and she just leads by example. And then as soon as it's not netball time, she totally switches off too, which I find really refreshing. So, we try and hang out as much as possible now that she's in Queensland, and I love seeing that her team's doing well. I loved seeing Steph and goal shooter, actually, to mix things up a bit. Steph's just such a netball brain, and then they've got three really capable, exciting shooters too in their side, and then the defensive end. They're another team that's just absolutely stacked, and I think Manua was an awesome person to get as well after, unfortunately, Ava did her knee, and she showed that against the Mavs. It was like she knew what the Mavs were doing out there, having been their training partner the last couple of years, I think. But, it was awesome to see Sunny Coast off to a good start.
The Firebirds, obviously, Kiri's first Super netball game match at the weekend. How do you think she dealt with the demands of it?
Oh, I think she's the perfect person for the job. I think Kiri coming in is a breath of fresh air for the club. And I think the girls are a really tight-knit group. There's been a lot going on around them, but they've just maintained strong and confident within the group. And, yeah, I think they're just going to let the game do the talking this season. There's been enough talk going on around the club, and yeah, I think the best thing they can do is let their actions speak for themselves and go out there and
just play.
Just play. Yeah.
Get on with it. And exactly. The interest from over here as well is obviously Imogen Allinson and Mary Scholhock, people that have had vast experience in our league over here and internationally. They're going to have an effect on the team as well.
100%. Yeah, and they already have. They've done such a good job in the first game. And I was really proud watching. So it's only looking up here for the Firebirds girls. And yeah, how good. Two Queensland teams in the top four. I'll celebrate that.
Hi, this is Lenise, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, back with Gretel Buetta. Gretel, before we get back into season preview, how are things going with Talent Locker? That was the last time that I'd spoken to you.
Yeah, no, things are going really well. We're running clinics. We've got some AI being delivered into schools now and developing netballers where they test certain metrics on players coming through, and you can test. It's done so quickly now. You can test every week if you like, and it only takes maximum an hour, and that's if you've got like 120 students. So it's easier for people to test speed, strength, agility. So you can just imagine the next generation of athletes coming through with this tool in place for them. They'll be more powerful and athletic than ever. But yeah, it's exciting. We've got Erin Berger on board.
Wow.
South African netball. Yep. So she's come on board now. We've got NetFit on board, and we're just growing it. I just want to get every talented netballer seen around the world. That's my passion, and Talent Lock is the best place to get seen. And it's delving into American College, so we've just opened that up, and that's booming. And we're meeting with Netball America as well, and we're doing work with the Middle East and Dubai especially. We just partnered with the Federation of UAE Netball. So look, it's growing, and of course we want to get into England. We've been in talks with Alanda, the new shoe that's coming out, and yeah, I love it. It's not work for me. It's just growing the game through this app, and yeah.
Said with a smile on your face. This might seem like we're whizzing through the teams, but we did have such a great chat before I pressed record, and I've only got 10 minutes left on the Zoom. Let's get back into it. Giants, I'm hoping that Jamie Lee Price continues to dominate headlines this year. What a great player.
Oh, for sure. She's a great player and a great person. One of my other all-time favourite girls. I know her heart is aching a little bit this season because she's doing long distance with her boyfriend. He's moved to Melbourne because he's an AFL player over in Australia. So he's a really good player, got recruited to Collingwood. So they're doing long distance, but I think that'll almost make her play a little bit better because she's then on a flight over to see him afterwards. She brings so much knowledge to that Giants team, and I know they've got young defenders. It's the next gen coming through in attack and defence, with Joe not playing as much now, and even in the midcourt. And the young wing attack come on and absolutely dominate. And she reminded me of a young Kim Green, actually, the way she delivers ball. Like, she's got no fear in just putting the ball into the shooters. And that's the one thing I loved playing that one season with Swifts, with Kim Green, is, and I saw that in, I think it's, is it White? Her last, is it Grace White? She was amazing. So Jamie's got a really exciting year, I think, in working with these young girls and giving them confidence to go out there and play their best. So I think it'll be a really rewarding year for Jay.
Like I said, we could go through player by player, team by team, but I want to touch on Mavericks. Obviously, a lot of UK fans will follow Tracy Neville, Elle Cardwell, further surgery on her knee. So I hope that she's not out for too long. What about yourself?
Yeah, sure. No one can turn and shoot like Ellie Cardwell, especially on the two-point range. Like, I remember watching her in the play for the Thunderbirds in that grand final, and I was like, she's got something special, that girl. And yeah, she just turns and shoots. So they definitely miss her. But I think the Tongan goal shooter, she's incredible. She's that came on and did a great job, I thought. It's exciting watching Sasha Glasgow back on court again.
I know.
I think she's huge talent, yeah, and then they've obviously got strength in Jock. So, but the way Sasha rebounds, like, she knows as soon as the ball comes off her hands. I've never seen a player react as quick as she does to go in for the rebounds, and she's so good at it. Like, she's got such a knack for it. So that's impressive to watch. And then obviously Kim Brown and Olivia, I feel like those two play so much taller than what they are. Like, they're not the tallest imposing defenders I've come across, but they play like way above their size, and they complement each other really well in their games. Like, Kim's got that incredible speed, and then Olivia just has this, like, she can read the game and has really good reaction time. So I think I'm excited to watch their combo grow this season, and obviously with Palmy in the middle, it's yeah, I think Tracy's got an awesome team on her hands, and I think the Mavs will definitely, they're still a new team, so they're going to grow every year. And I love that the Tracy Neville and Nicole Richo combo, because they look like they have a lot of fun on and off court, which is awesome. That's what you want in a team.
I don't know if you saw the code article. It was on about, as we move on to Vixens, it said that only two players in Emily Mannix and Kira Austin have signed for the maximum 3 years ahead of last season. So there'll be things that, as fans around the world in all competitions, are really that we don't need to know. But unless something's been signed and we're not privy to it, that'll mean people like Kate and Sophie and even Joe Weston are entering into their final year.
Yeah, they're going to have to re-sign them pretty quickly, I think.
They can always come over here. We'll welcome them in our league.
Yeah, 100%. And I read that the English league has grown 11% from last year, and, like, that's huge. I would say out of all the leagues, the English league is growing the most by far. And with Fumi, Liv Sheen, like, I know the Pulse, they seem like they're dominating. But, yeah, of all teams, the new teams coming on board, like, yeah, you just wait. It'll be on par with Suncorp Super Netball soon, and that's what we want. We want all the leagues around the world to be booming, because that's what grows the sport. So it's awesome to see and to watch as well. And I know the girls know that there's a strong pathway from Australia to England too for the players that can't break into the Suncorp Super Netball here. You might as well put your hat in the ring for the Super League over in the UK, because it's just as good a competition for sure. And I've spoken to a few up-and-coming Gold Coast girls, because they live on the Gold Coast and not in the Firebirds Futures, and they're really keen to go over and even play State League over in England as well.
Did you see that somebody called Shani Noda was playing against Vixen training partners, Mia and Naya, and she's looking as strong as ever?
Is she? Yeah. Good on Chance. I love that. She's the best. She's so good. When I saw her in the English coaching lineup, I'm like, oh, you empower so everyone around you. Like, that's what she did as me as a player, playing alongside her. She makes you feel 10 foot tall, so I can just imagine what she's doing with those defenders.
Well, that was my next question. What was it like over there when you found out that she'd joined the Roses as a bit of a coach? Because we were all like, yes!
Yeah. Oh, I was stoked for her. The only time I had a little giggle to myself was seeing her try and sing the national anthem. I was like, Shani! Yes, she's so passionate as a person, so she'd be putting everything into that role, and she'd be doing a darn good job at it. So I think it's really good for world netball. Like, we saw with Rob Wright, he went to Jamaica as an assistant coach and did great things with the Jamaican netball team, and Shani's doing the exact same thing with the English netball team. Like, they're going to be forced to be reckoned with. So every other country, I think, will be shaking in their boots.
Fearful. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's good. It's awesome
and
to see.
And you certainly hear her from the sidelines as well.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad. Don't change, Shani.
And as so we good. Round off the teams as well, Fever, obviously the interest there is Dan Ryan, who spent time over here, and Roses captain Fran Williams.
Fran's amazing for that club. If Janiel comes back, it'll obviously change things up a little bit, the way they play, the different style. But it was awesome to see Comwenda out there too. And yeah, I think Shanice is going to grow again this season. That was her first, she's coming off her first season. So she'll be, yeah, more confident this season, which is awesome. And Dan does incredible things with his teams. And trying to shoot over KD is a hard, hard, hard job. She's got the world's, I reckon she's got the longest arms ever. I remember really struggling to shoot over KD. So, yeah, if she can stay in play and get those long arms over the shot, it's a hard task. So, no, I think Fever will be probably the breakout team this year, I'd say. And they'll probably grow the most as well because, yeah, they've had a different preseason too. So, yep, brace yourselves. As I said, I think every team is in it. I would probably put my money on Swifts at the moment going off round one, but yeah, I think every team's in it for sure, which is why I can't wait to watch week in, week out.
It's always full of interest after round one. Kath, Maddie are going with Swifts as well. Bianca, Kelsey and Kat are going with Fever for the title. Sam is going with Vixens. So lots of opinion in there as to who's going to take things this season.
I'm going to go with my girl Lizzie and go Sunshine Coast Lightning just to be a bit different.
Are you keeping an eye on anyone in particular, a player?
Oh, I think there's just a really exciting young player coming through every season and in every team. So, I liked Olivia from Fever, the way that she played preseason comp. I think she really stepped up to the plate and I loved the role that she played in the shooting circle. And as I said, I love the wing attack Grace White from Giants. I think she's definitely one to watch. She's exciting. And another one is I just am so intrigued about, she's completely different to player to what I was. Like I could never play like her and that's why I'm so intrigued and I love watching her play, and that's Georgie Horges. I think whether she's in wing attack, goal shooter, the way she reads the game and plays the game, I would love to have had the opportunity to play with her. I think she's like a younger version of a Steph Wood almost, so she always is great to watch.
I don't know if you saw the article that Britt Kartner from ABC wrote about having a bit of a baby boom over there in Super Netball. Half of the 8 clubs affected by a pregnancy, suggestions that some of its policies are out of date. You and Laura were highlighted. Would you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, for sure. I spoke of this with the club. We had numerous meetings. We had meetings where I let them know that I was pregnant, meetings where I couldn't say whether, meetings where I was like, look, I think we're looking to expand our family next season, or look, you know, giving them a heads up, because at the end of the day, I almost think squads need to be extended. 10 players is too fine, especially when it's a female club. It's going to be women wanting to start families. That's just reality. Yeah. So I think broadening the squad size would make a huge impact, to have squads of 12, 14 and like, yeah, every week you could pick a 12 to play, but have almost like a team of 14 even, that would help a lot because there's so many players playing the sport, you wouldn't have trouble in filling squad sizes. So, and I think when it comes down to it, it's down to salary, but that we need to start growing the game financially as well. So that's probably a huge aspect, but one I think we can easily fix. We've got all eyes on it. Like you said, 22,000 people watched it. So many people watching the sport, and I feel like we have the ability to grow it financially to then enable us to grow the squad sizes to be bigger, so then it doesn't impact the team, which I was always so nervous about. And I felt like that was the hardest part about pregnancy, which it shouldn't be. It should be celebrated, and girls shouldn't have hesitation whether or not to start families because they're worried about their team. They should feel empowered to have a choice because they know there's another person right behind them ready to take their spot, you know. So I think that's probably the mind shift that I would love moving forward, and then yeah, just broadening the squad sizes so it's an easy, smooth transition. Players can come in and out depending.
That transparency as well, really, obviously, between the player and the club.
For sure. For Commonwealth Games, when Nico and Bobby came, that is the best policy, and they still got it and they still account for it. They've been incredible with that, because we still talk about how welcome we felt and how accommodating they were. And honestly, in terms of internationally, they couldn't have done anything better. So I just think it's more the Suncorp domestic season that could broaden their squad size. But yeah, in terms of internationally, I think all the policies there are spot on, because we felt very well supported and it was a great journey for us.
Another exciting season ahead in Suncorp Super League. For viewers here in the UK, we can watch the games on Netball Pass. If you're in Australia, then the games will be live on Fox. Are you making some guest appearances as part of Fox's coverage?
I haven't put my hand up, because I don't trust myself with the microphone. Sometimes I think I get more nervous commentating than being out there playing. So it's definitely not a skill that comes naturally to me. So I didn't put my hand up for that.
Some punditry. You're great at punditry. What did you think of the game?
Yeah, true. We'll see. But they've got some great people on board, and I love listening to them. So it's a really exciting time and exciting league, and I'm eagerly watching from the sidelines, that's for sure.
Great. Well, thank you as always for your time today.
Thank you so much, Andy. That was great.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.